This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
The Witness for the Prosecution by Agatha Christie. Read by Christopher Lee.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Mr. Mahon adjusted his pince-nez and cleared his throat with a little dry-as-dust cough that was wholly typical of him. Then he looked again at the man opposite him, the man charged with willful murder. Mr. Mahon was a small man, precise in manner, neatly, not to say foppishly, dressed, with a pair of very shrewd and piercing grey eyes, by no means a fool. Indeed, as a solicitor, Mr. Mahon's reputation stood very high. His voice, when he spoke to his client, was dry, but not unsympathetic. "I must impress upon you again that you are in very grave danger, and that the utmost frankness is necessary." Leonard Vole, who had been staring in a dazed fashion at the blank wall in front of him, transferred his glance to the solicitor. "I know," he said hopelessly, "you keep telling me so, but I can't seem to realize yet that I'm charged with murder. Murder! And such a dastardly crime, too." Mr. Mahon was practical, not emotional. He coughed again, took off his pince-nez, polished them carefully, and replaced them on his nose. Then he said, "Yes, yes, yes.